91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. My name is Bridget Thumb. We do this show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to KXCI. We talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Arjun Sayal. Hi, Arjun.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. So, what's going on at the U of A?
I'm a junior studying neuroscience, and right now I'm working at Dr. Madhavan's lab.
And what are you working on?
The main focus in our lab is to study a protein called alpha-synuclein. And alpha-synuclein is the protein that sort of aggregates or builds up in patients with Parkinson's or PD. And so we're just looking at the interactions between this protein and another factor known as NRF2, which is known to fight sort of the stresses that are caused by synuclein.
Ah, yeah. And so it builds up over time, or does it multiply? It's like...
Yeah, so it sort of aggregates or clumps up over time in patients with PD.
Is this protein something that's triggered by stress?
It's thought to induce cellular stress, and so that's why we're looking at its interactions with NRF2, which is known to fight stress.
Does NRF2 naturally show up as sort of a companion to this protein?
It's naturally found in everyone's brain to varying levels. So the way we're investigating how these two substances interact, synuclein and NRF2, is by just manipulating the levels of NRF2 within the mice.
So how do you do that?
So you can knock it out genetically, or you can upregulate it by administering certain substances to the mice.
Such as?
One of them is known as DMF, or dimethyl fumarate. The hypothesis with this experiment is that NRF2, once upregulated, should be able to fight against the stresses caused by that aggregation of synuclein.
And so what are you finding?
The results are still a work in progress, but we are seeing some trends which support our hypothesis for sure.
So it kind of helps mellow out the room?
Yeah, exactly. You can think of it like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and this is all taking place in a little brain?
Yes.
Yeah. A little mousy brain?
Yeah.
These mice, do they have Parkinson's?
So it's not strictly Parkinson's in the strictest clinical sense, but they have that synuclein phenotype that you see in Parkinson's. And that to the human rather than the regular mouse synuclein, just to make it even more clinically relevant.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when a person gets Parkinson's, so it just continually gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a way to slow that down.
Exactly, yeah. So like the sort of end goal would be if we can show that NRF2 can fight some of the symptoms that synuclein causes, like that toxicity and stress, then all of a sudden upregulating NRF2 levels becomes a more viable therapeutic approach.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do after you graduate?
My plan right now is to go to med school.
Carry on with the helping people.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah. Mainly rock, rap also. It would be like Drake, Coldplay, Muse, Kings of Leon, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Drake's a nice guy.
Yeah. He just came out with a new song.
What's it called?
God's Plan.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's good. He was doing that thing where he was going to the grocery store and buying everybody's groceries. Did
you
hear about that?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Of course.